Hello?
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 Hi, is this Thomas speaking?
Speaking.
Hi, Thomas, this is Ryan Chase. We were just having a conversation about your book for the publishing.
Yep.
Fear. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great myself. So, Thomas, I wanted to have a quick word about how things will get done and what's the requirements involved. Is this a good time? Are you available?
Yes, I am.
Perfect.
I was waiting for your call.
That's great. So, given our previous conversation, you've already sent me the manuscript. I have reviewed it myself. I've also given it to my team for a quick review as well. I should get it soon. However, from my professional understanding, I believe the book overall is very good. However, it needs some refinement. Every good book, at the end of the day, should be going through an editor who scans it for general mistakes, for proofreading, and just for general structure and formatting. So it then gets up to a professional and, you know, professional standard for publication, okay?
Yep.
Once that is put in order, we can then put it out to publish. Now, it's not that books can't be published without the editor going through them, but in order to get something good out there that the public will actually like and see that it has a professional touch to it, it gives a lot of edge to you as an author. Because nobody, like most of the market, doesn't know that most books go through an editor and they go through proofreading and stuff like that. For them, it's you and you only as the author. So when you have something professional out there, it gives a very good impact to you as a person as well. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm listening. Yeah.
So basic platforms, let's talk about basic platforms, then being our Amazon, okay? Then if I'm to rank the top three publishing platforms in the U.S., that would be Amazon, then comes Barnes & Noble. They just started going international. At first, they were just for U.S. citizens. Then it comes to Kobo. These are three big platforms at this time who are, you know, generally in the market, Amazon being at the top of the list. So in terms of publishing, what ideas do you have? Do you want to just go for Amazon, or do you want to, you know, widen the spectrum a bit?
Well, I thought that we were talking about you being a literary agent and actually presenting the book to some of the major publishing houses. That's
yes.
What we had talked about over the line. So
yes.
I would imagine
I'm talking about general publishing as well, because I want to get an understanding of what you want to do as well and what else are the possibilities for your book.
Well, that was my first choice, is to have the book presented to, you know, to a major publishing house, and you people being a literary agent for it.
Okay, I do understand that, but for that to happen, firstly, as I told you, we are going to put all the book through our editorial review. Then we'll present you with some suggestions. Okay, I'm just explaining the general process of how things work with us if we are to become your literary agent, okay? Because for any book to
What are your fees for to be a literary agent?
Depends on what exactly you're signing up for, being very honest. It's a variable value. It depends on the number of platforms you want us to reach out to. It also depends on the caliber of the book and the type of it, because the level of editing required on the book also matters. If it requires, there are two types of editing that we do. One is what we call line editing, that's general proofreading, correcting grammatical mistakes, and the other is developmental editing. That is correcting a lot of sentences, the syntax of the book, and the maintaining the flow by changing a lot of the words to make it sound more professional and, you know, without actually hurting the feeling of the book. So it depends from book to book and from situation to situation what the price standard would be.
Now, how does your fee structure work? Is it work on a percentage on the sales of the book, or would I have to pay
No.
a fee to have it edited?
Basically, how we work, there are two structures in which companies work. One is they take a cut of the sales, but that's not our structure. Our structure is based on a work for hire systematic. Okay, so you make one single payment, and when the book's published, we don't take any cut out of it. We, whenever the book's published, all the books published through us, we do
Well,
not
that's
take
a
any cut or percentage
self-publishing.
of royalty. Yes, the royalty will be just between you and the publishing platform. Now, the publishing platform depends on how much they take, given it's a paperback, ebook, or a hardcover, it's a variation of royalty division. For us, personally, as a company, we won't be taking anything from you aside from the payment for the service.
So this is self-publishing we're talking about.
Yes.
Okay. See, I'm looking for a literary agent. That's what I'm interested in.
That is what we're discussing, but that's what I'm saying. The reason there are two ways this works, I say there are two ways this works. Either you take our services as a single payment, that's how we do it. Some other people prefer to do it on a percentage base of the royalty. That's not our thing. What we work on is a single payment.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time. I am going to try to get the book to a literary agent. I would have liked to got find someone that's willing to invest into the book to get a percentage and get it out to a major publishing house.
Why would you go on percentage? Isn't a single payment better? From my perspective, the reason why we do this is because if your book plans on going long term, then as most literary agent, they get a good
Well,
standing
because
out of it.
one thing is I've done 3 books already using self-publishing, and I haven't been satisfied with the services that I've received all 3 times. Secondly, is the amount of money that I would have to put up front, with no one else putting any money up front to get without any commitment from the other side. So the
Why would
money isn't
you saying there's no
that kind
commitment
of
from
money
the other
isn't
side?
there right now for me.
I completely understand. Just asking, if you are do generally sign up, what exactly is the budget that you have in mind?
Could you say again? I couldn't hear you. There was some background noise.
Given that you are going for this book, I assume this is you going to be your fourth project, correct? Since you already have 3 books live.
Yes.
So given that's going to be your fourth project, do you have a standard budget that you have outlined for like the marketing of the book, or how exactly are you going to put it out there?
I wanted it. I saw that you guys do linguistics also. That's why I kind of reached out to you, because it seemed like that you were more than a self-publishing company like Dorrance or some of these other ones that are out there, or Crossbow, or some of the other ones out there that are just affiliates of places like Simon & Schuster and Penguin and such, or like Zulon Press for Salem Communications and stuff like that. I thought you were about a bit different than those. And I actually wanted this book when Geffen was reviewing the book. What I actually wanted to do is have the book written in both Hebrew and English at the same time. English being read from left to right, Hebrew being read from right to left. The endings of the book meeting in the middle of the book,
I see. That is an interesting concept.
with the same cover on both sides. So the back cover and the front cover would be the exact same cover, one being read Hebrew one way, the other one English,
That's a
the other
very
one.
nice concept. That's a very nice concept. So
But
the thing
you know,
is,
so that's what I
you're
was
looking
looking for.
for, what you're looking for, being very honest, is what we call distribution. That's a different thing that we do. If you're looking for distribution, that's a completely different story. Okay. Now, in distribution, your book will be put out to different publication distributors, and they will decide from, like, we send a batch of, let's say, around, we select, our board selects around 30 to 60 books, depending on the value of volume of book we're getting. And then we put those books to the different distributors. We put them to different distributors that are global. Okay, those distributors review the book and select about between 5 to 10. So I'm not getting your hopes up on anything. It depends on the book because they read it and then they put it through. Okay, in that case, things are very different. That for us is this global distribution. For us,
I will have to
publishing.
think. I'll have to think about this a little bit more. I will get back with you,
Okay,
and
no problem.
we'll
You
make
can
a
take your
decision to
time.
go from there.
Okay, you can take your time. You can think about it
All right.
and
All
let me
right.
know. Okay?
All
Take
right.
your
Thank
time.
you, Ryan. Have a nice day.
No problem. Have a good day. Bye-bye.